What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Ow. Funk Friday. Game day. The Falcons play a football game tonight here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game against the Detroit Lions. Pre-game at 5, kickoff, and we've made it. Not only is it Friday, but football season is really, really here. Randy, good morning to you. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, it is game day. Like I said, pre-game starts at 5 with my man Bo and Big Mike, and then obviously Grant's a part of the show now, so it should be a lot of fun getting ready for game day, Andy, down at the Benz.
Yeah, man.
People
be tailgating.
Do they tailgate pregame?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Okay, both say yeah.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Okay.
I mean, we're in the South.
We're in the South, man. You got to bring out the grills.
You guys tailgate.
I know my
Pee-wee games.
Then that's cool because I know my boy D Nuck gonna be over there.
Yeah, he will.
D Nuck walk around with a bag full of meat looking for grills. Hey, I got this meat. I cook all y'all food. Let me just throw these leg quarters on there, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, it should be a lot of fun, man. Obviously,
the lady dressed up like a bird tries to sell you a package to a away game. Just say no.
I thought she was in the clink.
I don't know. You never know. She might have snuck out.
I thought she was in Roxanne. I thought she was locked up in
that
thing.
All I'm saying
man.
Is if a bird lady's trying to sell you something, just think twice. That's all.
Yeah, but no, it should be a lot of fun. And like I said, it's finally coming around. I know it is preseason, but yeah, it's still, you know, it was good to sit down. And I watched most of the first game and caught the first couple series of the second game last night. But it was just good to sit there and watch it because you knew some of the players. Obviously, I wanted to see Malachi play yesterday. Mm-hmm. Wanted to see what Richardson would do, and he did exactly what I thought he would do. Get his ass hurt.
Get rocked.
Get his ass hurt. You got to learn, boy. And then Warren, obviously the tight end. I mean, he's going to be a dude.
Yep.
Him and Brock are going to be like the next Gronk and Kelsey.
Doesn't it feel like, I mean, obviously there's been really good tight end play for a really long time.
Yep.
But like going back, I don't know, 15 years, 20 years into now, it almost feels like a golden era of tight end play.
It is, man. It is. And a lot of it is because of the new implemented offense. You don't got to block no more. Mm-hmm. You just got to be big and be able to run and just get in somebody's way. But, I mean, it's a fun position to watch. And these young dudes come in more ready to play than ever, you know, because they're big as hell. They're athletic. And, you know, they have the knack because of all the throwing they've been since damn middle school.
Right.
I mean, Warren was a damn quarterback, you know, and so obviously that helps your background as far as reading defenses and all the other ins and outs that goes with it. But yeah, it was good to see some NFL football last night. And then, you know, of course, it's going to be good to see the Falcons play tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it's always interesting. Different teams handle it differently. Obviously, the Bengals put Burrow and Chase out there,
and
they were cooking.
Damn, Keeley.
Not surprised. Yeah,
but
it happens.
Think about it, though. Jamar Chase does that to all pro
players. Does it to everybody?
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Keeley
probably not.
A rough day.
Keeley might not be out there against the starters every single week.
That rough day.
Because the Eagles have great secondary, man. Like, they got so many good guys back there. And, he, you know, obviously he's depth, and that's great. But, yeah, He had a tough one yesterday.
Yeah, rough one.
But, you know.
That's what
again,
Jamar does.
Jamar and Joe do that to people from time to time. Yes. But they played those guys, well,
Joe,
obviously.
Joe said he was average.
Yeah, I know. Said 9 average. 10, two touchdowns, two drives. We still have to get better. That's
average.
The standard that he holds himself
it was
to.
Average.
Which is good. And, again, I understand why they're playing. They've gotten off to awful starts the last handful of years. And they probably want to make sure that doesn't happen again. What's Myles Garrett doing? Why is he doing his press conference shirtless?
Miles is
that a bow tie?
No, that's his little headband that he wears.
Yeah, auditioning for Chippendales?
That's what I'm saying. Like, this dude just sitting there just yacked up.
What's
at the
he
press
doing?
Conference between him and then my boy David. David don't ever wear no shirt neither. Like, what is it, like, Njoku versus Miles, they walk around with no shirt on?
Oh, they're just trying to see. Okay, I see.
Yeah. I mean, but I tell you, if I was yacked like that,
I know.
I'd be walking down Peace Street.
I'd be doing this show now, shirtless.
I told you, dog, that Peace Street down Peace Street with no shirt on, with the shirt hanging out the back of the pants. That's the look for me. That's the look. I remember I used to walk around like that.
Yeah,
but I don't look like that. No
yeah,
more.
Back in the day.
Yeah, man,
back
it was good times. It was good times.
Anyway, the Falcons will play tonight. As we know, many of the starters, especially on offense, aren't going to play. Still, some interesting battles to look at for sure. And I mean, one of them is who's going to be that third quarterback. There's still that outside possibility that a team needs a starter. Kirk Cousins gets traded, and then they're the backup quarterback. So the two quarterbacks that are going to play tonight certainly are competing for their future with the franchise. I know we talked to Casey Washington earlier in training camp, and he's a guy that seems, as it stands right now, probably to have a leg up for that sixth wide receiver spot.
Sills is coming, dog.
David Sills is a guy who's getting a lot of talk in training camp as well, and both of those guys, I would assume, will play tonight.
Oh no, they're playing.
And
I mean, you're going to
see
a
battling.
Lot. I'm curious of how they do when you were just talking about the battle for the third quarter. How they do the like sticker probably the whole first half, and then Emory will come in and relieve him of that. But no, these dudes are all competing, and we know. You know, it's one thing they're listed as wide receivers, rightfully so, but they ain't making this team as just a wide receiver.
Right.
Their coverage skills and everything like that is going to be on display tonight. We talked about it earlier this week. Like, your tongue's going to be hanging out your mouth, young fella, because you're going to play all the offensive snaps. You're going to play on all the special teams. And so, you know, that's how, you know, when you're at that position of the depth chart, that's your likely way to get on the roster or stay on the roster and things like that. That's why Kadarius Hodge has been around here so long.
Mm-hmm.
And then last year we saw when he got his opportunity, he took advantage of it. But
to the point where now, I mean, he's one of the four pencil in, not even pencil in. You could probably ink him in as on the team.
Yes. Yeah. He's on. Yeah. He's one of those things. They're not saying that he don't have to keep battling for his spot because of where he is, any lack, man, somebody can come and take his job. But, yeah, the way he plays on special teams and the way, you know, you saw when he got his opportunity, he's able to take advantage of the spot, not too big for him. And the biggest thing about that is, when I would talk to the young players, because I saw Malik Nabers was saying that he wanted to learn all the receiver positions. And that's one thing I always tell them. I know that, you know, whenever you get there, they want to put you at X, Y, Z, and all those things. And we talked to Drake London about it. But if they're not putting you in other spots, you still got to learn them.
Mm-hmm.
Because there will be a situation tonight where there's a kid that goes in and he's probably playing one position the whole time, one receiver the whole time, and then, well, somebody's down, so you got to go play this position.
Right.
Or that guy that's in playing the same position, other guys coming in, you got to go play that.
Well, the other thing, and I know a lot of teams probably do this, but we know for sure the Falcons do, where, I mean, Kadarius Hodge is essentially Drake London's backup.
Yes.
Right? Like when Drake got banged up last year, he slotted in for him.
Yes.
Well, now Drake's doing more stuff. Like, they're lining him up in more places. So if Drake's to go out, like, who knows where he might be in the play call that you're in for him on. So you're going to have to do multiple things. That's something that they're saying David Sills is also very good at.
Mm-hmm.
Big body kind of can play in multiple spots.
Right.
So maybe that gives him an advantage in that way. But as it stands right now from a wide receiver position, you know Drake, you know Darnell, you know Ray McCloud, you know Kadarius Hodge.
Yeah.
Sounds probably Jamal Agnew because of returner and the stuff that he can do in there.
Yes.
And then that final one, you know, I mean, you got Casey Washington, like we mentioned, you got David Sills. They did sign DJ Chark.
Yes.
So he's a veteran. So you know, he's competing for that. And then there's a few other guys as well, but all those guys are gonna be out there tonight playing for the future.
Yeah,
I mean, I know that they'll get more time over the next couple of weeks, but you do some good things tonight, that goes a long way.
Yeah, man, AAT, alignment, assignment, technique, and then you just go and just play with your damn hair on fire. And I think that's always the biggest thing, is that's why when you look at this, there's not going to be anything overcomplicated. Like the blitz that Anthony Richardson, it wasn't a complicated blitz. redirect the protection. Turn it back. Because what you do is
explain to people that like me who don't know
the one thing about it is
why that was his fault.
Because what he did was is that how and I say this all the time. How I was taught is basically when you are like when you're in blitz protection and all those things. I did a lot of it was safeties lie, corners don't. And when you see that safety capping. That end is going to drop out where the front side was, where he was looking initially. So if you could see that from pre-snap, you can go ahead and turn the protection back. Now, he didn't turn the protection. You got to know that this guy is coming because I had all kind of emotions because when I saw it originally, I'm like, you know, my friend, block the damn big guy.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, he's in a gun. Why? Then I looked at it again. I was like, oh, no.
Right.
Either turn of protection.
Because two people let that rusher come free.
Yes. The tackles went down.
The tackle and the running back just watched it.
The tackle did his job.
Okay.
He going down. Backer's coming. You do. You throw hot off of that guy. Now, a more veteran running back would just bump that. Yeah.
Just knock him off
his
path.
Just give him a little nudge. Just slow him down.
Yeah. Because then Richardson probably could have stepped around it and then done whatever he was going to do.
A veteran running back who's played a lot of ball would probably just bump him. You know, just to slow him down a little bit and get out in your route. But yeah, you got to throw hot on that, and those are the things where you know it's not a complicated blitz at all. You know, and so that's the one thing about it. You can have all because this dude has everything you want: size, athleticism, a Hauser of an arm,
howitzer
of an arm. He has all these different things, but that don't mean nothing if you can't. Know what to do.
Yeah, I mean.
You got yourself hurt.
If it's as simple as that, which.
You got yourself hurt.
Seems to be. Like, that stuff's, I mean, obviously the physical stuff you can't teach.
You can't teach it.
But that should be able to be taught.
You can't be a starting quarterback in the NFL and not do
and
that.
Set yourself up like
yeah,
that.
You can't
yeah, because the thing, like, yeah. the edge rusher, I bet that guy hasn't had a free rush like that on a quarterback since high school.
Dude.
Like, that was as clear of a path to an NFL quarterback as you're ever going to get.
Yes.
He didn't even have to slow down or move.
No, he just ran right through his face.
He came right out of his stance and hit him straight in the chest.
Yep.
And obviously he got hurt on the play because the guy cleaned him out. So now the coaching staff in Indianapolis has to deal with two things. Quarterback's hurt, and he doesn't know how to slide a simple protection.
Yes.
So it's like, what do we do?
Yes.
I mean, I don't know. That's a pretty good way to lose a job.
Yeah, man. And then Daniel Jones wasn't great, but he was efficient.
Well, yeah. He's Daniel Jones.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
not going to be great.
Yeah, yeah man. But no, I mean, I think that's the biggest thing tonight for these young guys is knowing what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it. Being where you are, the funniest thing in preseason football with younger players is always special teams because somebody's getting cussed out because they're supposed to be on the field, but they were so tired because they just did all these plays on offensive defense and forget. And the Lord God Almighty, if you're not a shoe-in to make the team, do not make them burn a damn timeout because your ass don't know what punt team you're on. Good boy.
It's a guaranteed way to get cut.
Guaranteed.
Football tonight, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Pre-game at 5, kickoff at 7, like we said. Falcons and Lions. We'll come back, tell you what's trending here on a Funk Friday. The Braves with a fun win last night.
Hey,
come from behind. Dude. Drake Baldwin's awesome.
How about Marcel?
Yeah.
On the little single that he had, the first thing I thought about.
What did he
I don't
do?
Know why.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I was any given Sunday. You remember when LL Cool J stepped out of bounds instead of getting that yard? and how Al Pacino was like praising him. Look at that selflessness. All that. Marcelo was digging with the bad hit. Forced a bad throw. He was running so fast.
Yeah, something to be happy about from the Braves' perspective. We'll come back, tell you about it after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.